The analyst couch is not merely a piece of furniture. It's a chaise lounge of dream interpretation and projection.
Anne tells us that you've been seeing a psychiatrist for 15 years.
Yes, I'm making excellent progress. Pretty soon when I lie down on this couch, I won't have to wear the lobster bib.
Represented in books, art, film, and music, it's come to symbolize Freudian psychotherapy.
This next song has taken me, I don't know how many hours on, I don't know how many couches, to be able to sing and really mean it. On a clear day, rise and look around you.
But somebody's got to make them. Fred Brofman got into the furniture business through his father-in-law. He joined Prestige when Freudian psychotherapy was in its heyday. The demand for couches was so great, they operated a separate factory in Midtown that sold medical supply stores a variety of sofas in an array of colors. Now they sell about half the amount of couches, and they're made to order in Queens. In the more than 50 years since, Brofman says the materials have changed, too.
Many years ago, we used vinyl, Norgehyde. Now vinyl isn't too popular. We make them either in leather or we make them in fabric.
And through trial and error, they've learned that clients need support more than cushioning.
You can't make it uncomfortable because the people are going to be uncomfortable, but you can't make it too comfortable because they'll fall asleep.
The couches are made by hand. A staff of 18 people have all spent several years with the company. Joey is from Guyana. He estimates he's helped to build 500 couches in his 10 years with Prestige. His job is upholstering.
We get a frame, we put the springs in a crossway, then we get twine, we tie it across, and then we get the burlap over it, then we put rubber, 1 inch, and then another 1 inch, then we put cotton on it, straight at the top, and then we get a fabric.
Brofman says when it comes to the textile, you gotta keep it simple.
We've had instances where a man sent in fabric and we made the couch for him. After having it for a short period of time, he told us we'd have to reupholster it. It seems that he had very troubled patients. Some of his patients saw faces in it, in the fabric that he chose. And we had to put it in a plain fabric because his patients were getting more troubled. So my recommendation to most analysts is just take a plain, ordinary fabric, and it's not going to create any problems with troubled people.
The company is decidedly low-tech. They have no website and advertise mostly in the back of psychological journals.
Most of our business comes from word of mouth. The process is very simple. They call us usually on the phone and we send them a brochure. They send a deposit in. And incidentally, we don't only ship them locally, we ship them nationally and internationally because there are not too many people that make these couches.
Fred Brofman is 75 now. He attempted to retire 13 years ago, but returned to work because he missed the satisfaction that came from making what he refers to as a special piece of equipment.
Sounds corny, but it's true. It's not only a piece of furniture, it's therapeutic. It's being used to help somebody, and that makes me feel good. What else can I tell you?
I'm sorry, but that's all the time we have. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch?
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Pranigazoo, let's have a chew. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.